Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My dog has become a big hit at the local cafe, but now he expects a treat every single morning. How will he cope when I finally buy a coffee maker?
Oh, poor Oat. I think LCD Sound System said it best when they sang about losing my edge. The 20-year-old pop singer on Jimmy Fallon last night, never heard of her to save my life.
Well, I've never watched Jimmy Fallon, Heather, so I guess we're even. Late night shows are past my bedtime.
True, true. So, Sarah, all that glitters is not gold, apparently. It's microplastic. So there goes the disco.
Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day.
Hello, 2024. We didn't see you there. New year.
Yeah.
New you.
Why are you in my home, world?
You snuck up on me so quickly.
I have enough food for all of you.
Hello, and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, y'all. Hey. And welcome to 2024, a new year. This is exciting stuff.
New year,
we're really happy to have you along.
Yeah, we are happy to have you along. I guess it has been less than a week after 2024 started, Heather.
Kind of feels a lot longer. I mean, maybe you missed us this time because it feels like we've been gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And y'all, just a heads up, I got a cold. I got like a New Year cold.
Oh, how fun.
New me. Sick. So
you don't sound terrible to me, but if you hack up a lung, we'll all know why.
Yes, exactly. I might be sniffly and blowing my nose a little bit, so apologies in advance.
Well, we appreciate your dedication to the craft, Heather. Come rain or shine, we'll be here hacking up lungs and talking.
Any country around the world, I will bring my
talking the talk. Heather, what kind of show is this anyway?
This is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. It's kind of like listening in on like a really intimate conversation between two friends. You know, just be like, it's a little bit of a small talk, big talk.
I mean, are we that intimate?
I would say maybe intimate is the wrong word. It's more like, okay, so I think we like to do a show that isn't newsy because there's so many podcasts out there that are news, hard hitting, you know, like we're trying to do something that's a little bit more relatable, personal. So we talk about our weeks. We talk about the kind of the very minute nuances of our weeks. Sometimes maybe we go a little too into the weeds.
Yeah.
But we like to sort of, you know, talk about just everyday life. You know, because there really aren't a lot of podcasts out there that do that. Unless,
well,
maybe there
actually
are,
there are like thousands, thousands, are there? Maybe hundreds of thousands.
Well, we were the first.
We were,
I know that
absolutely.
For sure.
We're the trailblazers. Okay,
6 years going strong.
Somebody in our Discord had mentioned that we are their Tuesday morning commute podcast.
Yes, I saw
that. Which I was like, that's so cool.
Jolly Tiki, I think. Jolly
Tiki. Exactly. Didn't have my Discord up right then, so I didn't mean to like pretend I didn't know your name. But
it warmed my
heart. Yeah, cuz sometimes we record on Tuesdays, but we very rarely release on Tuesdays. Anyway, this is just background stuff that doesn't matter, but I like the idea that someone's like, you know, I save this for a certain time where I've got the time, you know, better part of an hour, I'm going to assume. And this is, mm-hmm. you know, when I hang out with you guys. And that's so fun. That's so fun.
I love
whether
it.
Whether you're commuting, whether you can't sleep at night, whether we are taking place of Jimmy Fallon for you, we're going to keep chugging, all right? Whether you like it or not.
And hopefully, I mean, not every episode's a hit, but like, you know, we have our moments. You know, we're only human.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
what do you
they
expect?
Are, Heather. Every single episode is a hit, a big old hit.
Well, we are a small and mighty
team. We are a team of two.
Have such a good day. A team
a
of two.
Team of two.
Yes. And Sarah has a really cool, you can't see it because this is audio only, but she was showing me this morning her really cool microphone rig that she set up, and she bolstered it to the wall, and it's so high tech and it puts mine to shame. I'm kind of jelly over here.
So I'll, you know, before anyone gets like too impressed. So I've got this mic that the mic has not changed. It's a really nice mic. That, you know, it's a pro mic from a company called Heil, H-E-I-L. Sometimes I feel weird saying that word, but that's the name of the company.
Oh, Heil. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, got
So that's not what the company's for. They just do a lot of really, really nice high-end audio equipment. But so I've had the mic for a while, and the desk that I'm sitting at, I also have had for a while, and I've, you know, moved around a lot in the last few years. So the desk has sort of lived in various garages, you know, with various, you know, I don't know, non-sound dampening type situations. And mic is great. And I was always like, you know, do I pad the walls? Do I like really make this good? Never really made any sense, especially when you're a renter. I mean, unless you think you're going to be somewhere for like 5 years plus, you kind of just go like, I don't want to do all that. So I've got this nice mic and some time ago, I had gotten a wild hair, and I guess I had a little extra cash in my pocket, and I bought a shock mount. For anybody who doesn't know what that is, it basically allows you to never have to touch your mic when you move it around. It's sort of an enclosure where I don't know. It looks sort of space agey. You see this a lot, though, with kind of, you know, people who are have like pretty decent recording setups. You know, they'll have a shock mount, which just cuts down on a lot of sort of bumping and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then
it's in like a web. It's like almost like held by like a web.
Yeah, so it is webby.
When you move it, it like, it kind of bounces a little
bit. Yeah, there's some kind of, I don't know, almost like rubber band. Yeah, exactly. So shock mount. And then I've got this floating arm, which, I mean, it doesn't actually float. But the whole idea is like, get everything off of whatever desk you're sitting at, you know? So when you... I mean, you can hear that because I'm doing it loudly, but you know, I'm on my desk. If the mic was attached to my desk in any capacity, that would, you know, shake the mic. It would just create a lot of unnecessary noise. Anyway, so I've got this, I've got this mic, I've got the shock mount, I've got this floating arm, and then I bought a separate wall mount. So the whole thing, if you can, you know, imagine in your head, it's like you've got the wall, the floating arm comes off of the wall. You put your desk somewhere near the wall, you know, get the mic and shock mount onto the arm, and then you've got this whole apparatus that you don't touch. And it's really easy to move in and out of the way, and you don't have to kind of either have it kind of right in front of your keyboard or off to the side on your desk, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, and I've had, like, all this stuff in boxes forever, and I'm finally in my office is not a large room. It's actually really cozy. I hang out in here more than I hang out in the rest of my house.
It sounds pretty good considering it's a big house. Like, since you've started to record in your new place, it doesn't sound...
Well, I mean, I'm in one small room, you know. I'm not in, you know, walking through my house. But, yeah, it's great. So, anyway, that's been a fun thing. You know, I always like a good home improvement project, especially because I don't consider myself very handy with tools. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm really not at all. But once I get committed, you know, I'll make it work. Or I'll figure out who can help me make it work type of thing.
Oh, man. I didn't even tell you this story. But the other day, I have a shelf that was in my office that I used to just put my keys and mail and whatnot. And it was poorly installed by a guy who doesn't work for me anymore. And I knew it was kind of a sketchy spot for it. He didn't do a great job getting it into like the
stud,
the beams. And it fell in a totally like shocking explosion the other day because Charlie jumped on it and it was like an earthquake. The whole thing, it broke everything around it. It dented the door. Oh. It was just like, and now I had a guy come over and do the drywall. So I have two, like, it almost looks like a face. It's like two eyes and a nose and the wall is so messed up. And I'm like, it's going to sit like that for probably all of 2024. I mean, I'm not going to paint it anytime soon.
Yeah.
So home improvement projects. There's the list goes on.
The list goes on. Yeah. Now that I have been in my apartment for, well, not a month yet, but about 3 weeks, I guess, almost.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Almost three
really?
Weeks. Yeah. Which is,
wow.
I don't know. You know, it's still, I wake up in the morning and, you know, there are still things, you know, like most of my pictures haven't been hung, or I kind of look at them and I'm like, do I even want to hang this? I don't even like that anymore. But I also hate a bare wall. You know, just all sorts of stuff. I still need window coverings in my bedroom. But I, you know, I walk through the house and I'm just like, God, do I live here? But at the same time, it feels like my house, you know, like all my, you know, all of my... My closet has been more or less organized, which is a huge thing. And, you know, if you just heard Ralphie meow, Ralphie and Otis.
I did.
Ralphie and Otis have settled in nicely. Ralphie, go. I can't have you on my lap right now. And, you know, I've got the local cafe. I've, you know, met a few of my neighbors. Gosh, it's like she's almost like a ghost. There's a woman, older woman, who I don't know where she lives exactly, but she's got to live, if not on my block, pretty close by. And she kind of wears these long flowing robes, kind of bathrobe-y, you know? And so
like a kimono or
something like
caftan, a caftan. Yeah. That's what they call it.
But you know, kind of a little worse for the wear. And shuffles along, and she's older, and you know, she's sort of got long gray hair, and you know, it's kind of scraggly. And the first time I met her was on Christmas Day, because I was walking around just on a block, I don't know, with Otis. It was early in the morning, so nobody's out. You know, the town is dead, and I sort of go around the corner, and she's coming toward me, and you know, she's, "Oh, happy holidays." English is her second language, obviously, not obviously to you guys, but obviously to me. And you know, we kind of sat there and, you know, she liked Otis and she wanted to pet him. And, you know, she was sort of like a sort of like mystical witch lady. And,
in a
very friendly way. Well, I've seen her since then all over the place. And every time I see her, I'm like, how is she like where I am right now? Like, we're not on the same block that we were the first time I saw her. She's just all over the place. The other day, I'm walking. It's sunny. But there's, like, big puffy clouds in the sky. You know, so it's sunny, but there's all sorts of action in the sky. And I, you know, I look at the forecast. It says light rain expected in the next hour. And I look outside and I'm like, but there aren't even any rain clouds around. Let's just take a walk. You know, like, we've got time. Well, of course, sure enough, soon as we get like halfway away from the house, which is about a mile, meaning I have to walk a mile back, starts pouring. And it's like one of those, you know, where you look at the sky and you're like, but it's sunny, except that literally right above me, there's just one little cloud. It's very Charlie Brown.
Very.
You know, where I'm just like, well, okay, I guess we're just super soaked now. And I, you know, I'm not wearing rain boots or, you know, anything. So, and Otis doesn't have a rain jacket on. He's looking at me like, why have you done this? Anyway, so we're kind of, you know, we're hightailing at home, but there's just nothing I can do about it. I mean, I'm just wet at this point. Turn around the corner, there's the lady. And she's got like all this weird stuff on her hands that almost look like motor oil, you know? And I,
what?
I know, it's straight, you know, and she goes, it's the dog, because she really likes Otis, you know. And I'm like, hi, are you okay? What do you need? You know, and of course I don't have like a napkin for her or anything. I don't have anything. I have like plastic dog bags. That's not gonna help, you know. And she's just sort of, she's kind of laughing and looking, and then she goes, look, a rainbow. And points to this like beautiful rainbow in the sky, because that's often what happens, you know, when you've got sun and rain at the same time. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, bye.
New friends, Sarah. New, where are you going to put
new
her?
New friends, which I need a little of, because I know, unless it's your birthday or some other reason that there's fun things to do in January, I think a lot of people start to feel the doldrums, the blues. The sort of like holidays are over, but winter is kind of just starting, and it's going to be January. A while before, you know, the flowers come back out, and it's going to be wet, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, the days are still short.
Yeah, I've never been more attentive to the cycles of flowers as I have living up here. But it's so true. It's like, I went out to the garden to get some cilantro yesterday, and it's like, I mean, I did see a few, like, it's funny because some years there'll be like a rogue azalea that's like kind of blooming and you're like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't your time of the year. Or like some, you know, we have like a January camellia, that is supposed to bloom in January, but it's pretty meager. This is the time to actually plant bulbs, you know, like, tulips and daffodils and that kind of thing, which I love because those start coming out. Daffodils actually start coming out this month. I don't know, probably like in a few more weeks. But yeah, it is a weird dead zone. I actually kind of feel for people who have a birthday in January, even though December isn't a great time to have a birthday either, because that's
it gets buried and other things.
Yeah, and then January, it's like people are just like completely deflated. It's like, no one really wants to party anymore. And
speak for yourself, Heather. I'm going to party so hard tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're
partying
not.
Meaning going to the hardware store at the corner.
And watching some reality TV.
Watching some reality TV, ordering contact lenses, making sure my Chewy order is getting delivered on time. But yeah, I mean, going back to the January thing, I know this is a thing for a lot of folks, much of it is just, it's just seasonal, you know, it just, what are you going to do about it? I actually have a friend who's having a big birthday next week, and, it'll be really fun. Listen, I'm not saying that there aren't, like, fun things to do in January. Clearly there are. And I've always liked February because you get a lot of holidays in February. You've got MLK, you've got President's Day, you got... Well, I don't know, Valentine's Day. I don't know when I celebrated that last, but I always remember as a kid in school being like, yeah, February's actually cool. February is a cool month. But January is kind of tough for folks. I'm trying to be really positive. I actually had, I want to be very, very transparent with y'all because that's what we do around here. When I first was moving, it was like, it all happened really fast, you know, found a place online, rented it sight unseen, even though somebody had seen it for me, so I felt really good about it. I had to hustle because the landlord was a very nice person, but kind of said, like, you can't just sort of, like, move in at the first of the year because I could get a month of rent from somebody else. So we agreed on, mid-December. So... I'm like, if I'm paying for something, I want to be there. I want to enjoy it. So I, instead of being like, I'll deal with it after the holidays. I was here before the holidays, so it's like, it all happens. I'm here. I love the apartment. It's as advertised. Then it's sort of like, and everybody, especially in my neighborhood, I'm not exactly sure why, unless maybe LA has just gotten more festive since I lived here last, but people really decorate their houses, not just trees, but, lots of twinkling lights. You got music, you got the blow up, snowman out in the front, wreaths, all the things. And so I was like, this is so great. I love it. I'm so happy. And then I don't, call it, a seasonal thing, but I had a couple of days and, it's life stuff where I was just like, God, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is crazy. I'm a little overwhelmed. I mentioned this last week and just kind of like, all right. I don't want to say that I was feeling depressed because I wasn't even settled enough to feel that way. It was more of just like, too many irons in the fire kind of thing. Like, I don't have any nails to hang up my wall hangings. Where are all the nails? I used to have nails. I guess I just left them in the wall at my old apartment. Why did I do that?
Like, woe is me.
Yeah, that's such an easy thing to just, again, hardware store on the corner. Go into the hardware store, buy some nails. You're fine. But it all, when the to-do list is too long, it's just like, I don't know what to tackle first. And so it all just looks so daunting. And I kind of like, I don't know, like, I mean, I had like a couple of days where I was like more or less feeling sorry for myself. Just like, I don't know. What have I done? Can I just like rewind and like do this in like a less chaotic way? Anyway, I got over it. I had a few good nights of sleep. That makes a huge difference. My new apartment, knock on all the wood, everybody, is very quiet. My neighborhood itself is, it's not like crazy during the day, but you've got, people are out, there's traffic, there's, it's things are happening. It's alive. And at night, especially because my bedroom is in the back of my building, not only is no one really driving down my street because it's residential, but I'm in the back. So, it is quiet, super quiet, which is awesome. Don't even need to wear earplugs. So things are looking up, Heather. And my resolution for this year, because I don't think we talked about it at any length before the new year, is just to, when I get overwhelmed, ride it out. Ride that fucker out. Because
you got to wallow in it.
Because you're going to get, you know, you're going to come up on the other side. And I did. So we are good.
You did. Yeah. And you'll go back down again. I mean, it's like the curveballs just keep on coming, Sarah. Yeah. That's just part of life.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I think I got a little curveball thrown at me this week, but maybe I deserved it.
Because why would you deserve a curveball?
I don't know. I think I'm like, it's funny because I had a very exciting December, maybe too exciting, as I mentioned in the last show. And I'm sick and my body's feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, I had like a week streak of not sleeping great and got sick and I had guests here and it was just a lot of excitement. I kind of packed it in, you know, and it was all my doing. And so I can't blame anybody for it. But I definitely feel like I've never felt this strong of a need to like be like good and chaste, you know, for a bit. I'm like, I just want to be good. I had a friend kind of hammering me yesterday about coming back to New Orleans for Mardi Gras next month. And I just was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you joking? Like, there's no way. Like, I mean, oh my God. Like, and then he's like, well, what about Jazz Fest? And it's like, I cannot even think about doing something like that right now. I'm so in a different mode. I really need to just like bounce back into my health. And so normally though, I am not one who jumps on the bandwagon for better or worse, Sarah. And I don't usually get into, I mean, I don't do like the dry January. I have friends that are doing that, even though I haven't drank for many days now. But I don't put these limits on myself. I just sort of pull back a little bit. Like I usually am just someone who is generally fairly balanced. But this month, I am actually trying to eat really clean, mm-hmm. if possible, mm-hmm. Except for my animal cookies at night. but I'm really trying to, I got this Vitamix for Christmas and I've been making smoothies and I'm trying to put all these good things in it. And I really want to eat like nutritious food only if possible. And you know, just get to feeling better. Cause I definitely feel like I just got like knocked down a peg, you know, but it's funny because I don't normally feel like this. I'm definitely feeling the January, like I'm going to do everything I can. I got new vitamins yesterday. You know, I'm like doing research on like, I'm reading a book right now that, gosh, what is it called? It's actually interesting. It's, a friend recommended it and it's about like longevity, like how to live the longest. It's called Outlive. It's by a doctor. He's like an MD, but it's really interesting. He kind of talks about how to, you know, be the healthiest human you can and live long, but live well and not be sick in your old age and blah blah blah. So I'm definitely on that tip right now. You know, I definitely it's like I feel it in my bones. I just want to treat my body as a temple. And yeah, but I wanted to mention also, speaking of health and the opposite of health, and that is at the top of the show, I talked about glitter. I heard a report yesterday.
I hate glitter.
Yeah, it's perfect. I know I know you do. And it's funny because I knew you were going to say that. You're not a costume person. You know, Burning Man. Like,
well,
not,
I don't like to dress like, up. I don't hate glitter. I think glittery things are pretty. I like, you know, the way that light bounces in general. It's just, yeah, it's messy and
Yeah, like it's never something that I actually like thought about where I'm like, where does glitter come from? Which is weird for me because I do think about that kind of stuff. I worry about like the garbage I produce, you know, like I think about the environment a lot. And I heard a report yesterday and it's good timing because we just had New Year's. I was just cleaning up my studio. I bought these party poppers, you know, those little bottle, like paper mache bottles that you pop and then they make a noise and confetti comes out. Mm-hmm. I hate them. I'm totally, again, my fault. I am to blame for all of these things. I bought them for the kid that was here. He's a good, you know, good friend of mine's kid. He's 11, really good kid, had a great time with him. But I gave him these party poppers and we were in my art studio. I mean, you should have seen it. I mean, I'm sweeping up these, you know, a whole package of these things and they smell. They have like a, you know, kind of a chemical-y smell when you pop them. I mean, yeah. Just all bad.
It's like,
right?
I'm like, why did I do this? Firework, yeah, smoke, kind of thing.
Terrible. Yeah. Just terrible. I mean, I'm probably not going to get my art studio fully cleaned from my birthday party and then my New Year's party until 2025. I mean, it's completely wrecked. But the glitter thing, you know, I'm not a Beyonce, Taylor Swift concert person. And I know that that was a big thing this year. You know, people got really glittery. Even Beyonce should be ashamed. She encouraged people to get very glittery. And so that was like a really, that moved the needle on the glitter thing because, you know, that all goes into our landfill, but like our water, you know, sewer systems, all the things, and then animals eat them and they're microplastics. And I never thought glitter was like organic or anything, but I never really stopped to think about really like, what is it? And you know, this isn't news. This is definitely, it's not like breaking news or anything, but, you know, it's in makeup, you know, and I would say that really, I mean, I like a glittery something here and there. I like sequins, you know, when it's necessary or when it's fun and you're going to the disco. But yeah, I have some glitter eyeshadows. I don't really use glitter on a regular basis other than an eyeshadow here and there. But no joy or happiness for anyone and no more disco. I'm thinking maybe we can get some AI to like clean the oceans. You know, maybe instead of doing your homework, they can clean the oceans.
I don't know if a large language model will clean the ocean, but it could potentially run equipment that could. I mean, yes. You're going to need hardware at some point, you know, instead of just, yeah, the brain in the sky. But yeah, no, you might be onto something there, Heather. At least, yeah, you know, like smart ocean cleanup stuff.
Yeah, instead of writing scripts and doing homework, maybe you could clean the oceans. But I'd like to know from you guys, are you a glitter person? Are you sad to hear this news? And also, how do you deal with the new year guilt or health, you know, the newfangled health plans? Do you stop drinking for a month? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I know a lot of people who are doing dry January. I definitely have not been on New Year's Day. I had some mimosas. I mean, not like a million of them, but you know, I have technically had alcohol in January, but not since then. it's only January 5th as we're recording this, so you know, there's still time. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like the idea of just being like, hey, you know, yeah, let's clean out. Sort of like you're saying, Heather. I just want to eat clean. I just want to, you know, be kind to my body and just take her easy, especially since you're not feeling super well. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm down with that. I'm
actually going to go out to the garden and get some kale after we record. And I'm going to make a big kind of a, you know, like a super power smoothie with like peanut butter and kale and like chia and flax. And
well, it's not going to hurt. That's for sure. I've been eating. I found this awesome Korean market, which is not like a secret at all. It's this chain called H Mart. I don't know if you've heard of it, Heather. For some reason, I had gotten to my age and I just had never heard of this market.
I know about the Korean spas, but not about the Korean markets.
Yeah, well, there are quite a few of them, but this market is not just like LA's Koreatown. Apparently, it's all over the place, in, you know, like globally, or at least, you know, nationally. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. I know there's one in Honolulu, so, you know, you're getting global. But in New York, and there's one in Austin, there's one in Atlanta. Anyway, I hadn't heard of it. And
wow, you know all the places that it exists.
Well, because I've looked at it up on the website. I asked a friend of mine who actually just knows K-Town here really well, much better than I do. And I was like, what's your favorite market? because I just, you know, I got an empty fridge, you know, let's do this. He was like, oh, go to H Mart. There's like five of them in LA, but there's like a couple of them that are really close to you, because I'm on the kind of the edge of Koreatown where I live now.
Yeah.
So I went and I was like, dang, this is awesome. Like this, it's not like a small market at all. It's a very large market. And, you know, when I say Korean market, it's a lot of Asian food that skews towards Korean fare, but it's not just that. I mean, you can just make that your one-stop shop and like get milk and peanut butter and eggs and, you know what I mean? Kind of the staples.
Mm-hmm.
I still like my staples from certain places because
is it Korean peanut butter or just regular peanut butter?
Well, I don't know. I didn't buy any peanut butter because I prefer almond butter, Heather. Okay. You know, I am going to be a little precious bee here and there about my Ripple milk and my almond butter. But I like, basically, I just like fresh food, you know, fun stuff to make stir fries.
Hippie food.
Yeah.
I mean, we both like our hippie food.
Yeah, we are ladies of the dirt. And
we come from the dirt.
And we will rise up from the dirt like a phoenix. So, I mean, and some of it I'm just sort of like, ooh, I wouldn't know what to do with that, you know, meat or, you know, whole fish or, you know, variety of mochi. I never really liked mochi very much.
Oh, I like mochi. Yeah. But I'm not like, I know people who are like obsessed with it. I'm not obsessed with
it. I don't dislike
it. I like mochi
it.
Ice cream.
Yeah. It's just one of those things I've never been like, oh, I want some mochi right now. Anyway, went to the mart. Got a bunch of stuff. I mean, mostly just produce, to be honest. And I've been making weird stir fries because...
What do you mean weird?
Well, not weird to me, but if someone were to come over and I'd be like, well, I've got a real feast for us. It's like...
Let me guess, kimchi, cottage cheese.
Well, I've never done kimchi and cottage cheese at
sausages.
Once, but I wouldn't say no. Well, the other night I did like shiitake, chicken, Swiss chard, kimchi.
That's good.
Garlic.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. Ginger. What else did I put in there? I'm forgetting something.
That sounds totally not weird.
I don't think it's weird. But, you know, maybe throw in some broccoli, get a little nuts, feta. I had someone once say like, you put feta and
feta
and kimchi in the same dish. I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, do you even enjoy your breakfast if
than
you don't?
People think. Yeah,
I also just put feta on almost anything. So
I love. Yeah, I love.
I mean,
that.
I just you gotta. Well, and that's one of the things that this market didn't have. No feta. So I'm like, all right, well, cool. Mm. I'll just get feta somewhere else. No big deal. You know, but I'm not going to not have it, okay? I need feta in my life.
You got to have your feta. I'm just going to forewarn you that the cats are swarming around my podcast station here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. They had a nap and now they're like, wait, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing next?
Ralphie, the cat, has taken up shop in front of my space heater. It's all right. The room is warm enough, but I'm like, hi, dude, you don't pay rent here. You don't have a job. What are you here for to just like hog the heater?
They're just cute. We just have them because they're cute and we enjoy their cuteness.
Yeah, he's my cute little varmint. That's what I like to say about him. God, Ralphie. Oh my God. You know, of all the cats I could have adopted, but that is neither here nor there. What is here, Heather, is award season. So I did not realize that the Golden Globes were coming right up on Sunday. Part of the reason is, I don't know, just because I don't know things, but also because it's just been like a whirlwind holiday season. And for that reason, I haven't watched a lot of, you know, really great movies that would be nominated for Golden Globe, Oscar, Screen Actors Guild, you know.
Well, I've watched them for you, Sarah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I have watched very few movies in the last, I don't know, let's say few months, really. Killers of the Flower Moon, I still haven't finished. First of all, it's very long. But when I started it, I got about an hour in, maybe about an hour and a half. And I figured, you know, let's get halfway through and then I can finish it later because it was that night and like I'm never going to stay awake. You know, I have a hard time staying awake during movies as it is. And But it was like, oh, I didn't know anything about it, anything about the movie. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I'm in the mood for this right now. Like, it seems like a good movie, but as it went on, I was like, this is just, I didn't know it was like a Western. There were all sorts of things about it.
It's kind of a tough one for me, too, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, but it wasn't one of my favorite movies of the year.
Right.
It just, I don't know. I think it felt to me kind of one note. Mm. You know, like, it didn't feel like there was a lot of, like, emotion or, like, diverse, like, changes in, like, the, you know, the tone. I felt like it was kind of like, it was very staid. Is that the word? It just sort of was the same. And I just...
Well, I haven't finished it yet, yeah. So I don't really have an opinion yet. I plan to. I didn't dislike the movie. I was just sort of like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me get in a better mindset. I know a couple of you in Discord felt the same way as me because we were talking about it a few days ago. But anyway, so I looked up all the nominees thinking, all right, well, you know, let's see. You know, I'm not going to be able to watch all these movies in 3 days before Sunday, but I could watch maybe a few of them or, you know, pick a couple that I think might be winners because I love award shows, even if I haven't seen the movies. But it's way more fun if you have. Because then you root for the movie that you like the best. And, you know, of course, haven't seen a lick of them. But what I thought was interesting, and I was talking about this with some folks over on DTNS yesterday, actually, there was a category where I was like, what's this? It's called Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. So you're like, box office achievement, that suggests it means it made a lot of money. So, yeah. And the nominees are Barbie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, John Wick Chapter 4, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, and the Super Mario Brothers movie. Okay, so
Barbie's going to win that.
Well, maybe Taylor Swift.
Maybe.
Although Barbie, maybe. I think it is the box office achievement of the year.
Oh yeah.
But Barbie's also nominated for other things. But you kind of look at all these other, well, Oppenheimer as well. You look at the other movies and it's like, this is a category that's clearly been just, you know, invented to get people interested in a movie that wasn't going to be like critics' choice, but exactly. It was a people's choice type thing.
It's not my favorite category. I'm kind of,
but, well, you know, I think
movies last year, though.
I think that... you can, you know, speaking of being precious, award shows, a lot of people don't like them because they're like, well, who's voting? And like, what are all these movies? And what about that movie when I went to John Wick Chapter 4 that I loved? Like, why isn't that nominated? You know, why isn't like popularity factored into this? Because often a movie that wins, I don't know, Best Picture at the Oscars is a movie that was not widely seen. It might be the best movie, according to the Academy, but not widely seen. So I get what they're doing here. At the same time, I was like, what the hell is box office achievement? What's that category?
Yeah, that is a new
one. So I think it's, it all has to do with getting people back into the theater, right? You know, getting back to real life. I'm air quoting right now because what is real life? But yeah, so I will be watching, even if I record it and watch it later, I will watch the Golden Globes and I will report back on what I was able to watch before Sunday evening.
Yeah,
next
actually,
time.
I want to cram in. I've seen a lot of them. Like, some of my favorites are like Maestro, The Holdovers, Saltburn, May December, The Killer, Past Lives.
Oh, see, you've watched everything.
I've seen those all recently. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen most of them. I have not seen Oppenheimer.
I haven't either.
I was on a trip. Where was I? I was somewhere when that came out. I didn't see it. And I know that Poor Things is going to be one of my favorite movies of the year, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm really upset that I haven't seen it yet because I live in the boondocks and it's not up here yet, but it's supposedly coming up next week. So I'm super pumped. But I just know I'm going to love it. I love that director, Yorgos Lanthimos. So I'm excited for that, but I know let's chat it up. I love the awards thing. I mean, we'll see if I even watch it. Cause I don't think my boyfriend loves watching award shows, but you know, he's a big movie guy, but he doesn't care at all. One bit about awards. He's just like, if a movie's good,
Well, I agree with him.
Such a purist.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
At the same time, I like people who get dressed up and, you know.
Yeah, of course. There's that part.
The Golden Globes are, you know, people are drinking. Like. Not that that's like the reason I like the Golden Globes, but it always has felt a little bit more cash. Someone might say something a little bit more off the cuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I'm excited for it too, and I'm gonna try to watch Oppenheimer before Sunday, so we'll chat it up in the Discord. So come on in. But I wanted to mention one last thing before we wrap up today's episode. I came across this really cool little thing. I'm such a word nerd, and I think Sarah, you are too. Mm-hmm. Maybe as much as I am, you know, with our Wordle and our games and whatnot. This actually came via this newsletter I love called Gloria. And it's a fun little thing. You basically sign up and you get a word of the day, learn a new word. And, you know, I think it's not like you learn a new word and then you use it right away in a sentence. I think you really have to make an effort.
Yeah.
But today's word is timorous, it's not my favorite word. I don't think I've ever really used it in a sentence. It means showing or suffering from nervousness or a lack of confidence. I don't hear that word that often. It doesn't roll off the tongue in any special way. But, you know, some of the other recent ones, some of them are really interesting and ones I have used, lugubrious. Oh, wow. Oh, God, I haven't even heard. Pococurant. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Wow. See, I'm learning new things. Bon vivant. gallivant. I know that one. Anyway, really, really fun. Higgy. I can't remember how to pronounce that. But really fun. If you guys want to check it out, it's worddaily.com. So all one word, worddaily.com. And you can sign up and get smart in the new year. That's my little end of show tip for you.
I love that. That's fun, Heather. That is just, it's always, I would like to call myself a wordsmith. I'm an aspiring wordsmith. Mm-hmm. But yes, yeah, words same. Make me happy.
They really make me happy.
Weird words, you know, using words where someone goes like, okay, hey, fancy pants. It's like, it's a word, you know? Like
I love slang.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. But before we do, and we do this every show, we want to thank all of our patrons. We would love to grow the show. Heather and I, we talk about it all the time. Like, how do we grow the show? How do we grow the show? I'm not sure. And you might have an idea out there. Where it's just the two of us, so there's only so much we can do because we're just busy bees the rest of the week. But we really appreciate all of you who directly support the show on Patreon. Directly supporting the show gets you an ad-free version of the show. If you're someone who's like, God, I hate podcast commercials, that would be a great way to do it. You can, spend as little as $1 per month for that gift from us. If you can part with $5 or more per month, you can get into our Discord where we're chatting up with other like-minded folk. And that is not mandatory, but it's certainly appreciated. We love to know more about.
It's mandatory.
We love to know more about.
We're going to come after you if you don't join our Discord.
And what you do for a living and what, how your holidays were and what your plans are. And yeah, it's just the more we can grow it, the more it feels like a community here.
It's a rotating doors situation with because I feel like a lot of the people in our Discord are from all over the world.
Yeah.
We're
sort of
UK contingency.
We're kind of global in there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So and also if all of that stuff is I don't know, I'm not ready yet. Or you are a patron. Either way, do email us if you have thoughts. Some weeks we get a lot of email and some weeks we don't get any. Mm-hmm. And I prefer the weeks where we get at least a few because feedback is fun. So if you have something on your mind, hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Yeah, and some of you out there who have not written us in a while, who used to regularly write us, I've enjoyed your emails in the past. Yeah, we know who you are. We're watching you. Yes.
We're watching you, yes, with your Amazon Echo in your home. I'm just kidding. That's not a funny joke. All right. All right, y'all. I'm going to go get myself some more coffee because it's Friday. Yay. So until next time, we hope you have such a good day.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.